Along the coast of Oregon, a dead zone has formed near one of the country's premier fishing grounds. It's a huge slug of very cold water that's low in oxygen. It's already suffocated some sea life, and if it moves closer to shore, it could kill more fish, crabs, and other marine creatures. This Pacific dead zone first appeared in Oregon waters 2 years ago. Scientists thought it might be a freak occurrence. Now that it's returned, they suspect something big may be happening not just in Oregon, but out in the Pacific Ocean. NPR's Christopher Joyce joined scientists heading into the dead zone to find out where it's moving and where it came from.
The town of Newport looks out onto Oregon's Pacific coast. The bay here is home to a good-sized fishing fleet, as well as a noisy clan of sea lions and harbor seals that hang around the fish processing plant. During the summer 2 years ago, fishermen from this fleet noticed the ocean looked different. Mike Hayworth is skipper of Sea Haven.
Normally you can go 300 miles offshore and you still have brown water, you have kelp, you have a lot of bait fish. Now it's a swimming pool, dead, blue, warm water.
Crab pots pulled up from the bottom held lots of crabs, but they were all dead. Dead fish washed up on shore. This lasted for several weeks. At first, scientists suspected pollution or some sort of toxin in the water. These have created dead zones elsewhere in the world, but there was no evidence of that. What they eventually found was something no one had seen here, a body of cold water covering over 300 square miles with very little oxygen in it. Jane Lubchenco is a marine biologist at Oregon State University.
This is what we would call a hypoxic or low oxygen zone, and it's often called a dead zone because the animals that live in the ocean water essentially suffocate if they don't have enough oxygen.
Now, 2 years later, Lubchenco and her research team are aboard the university research vessel Ilaka, about 2 miles offshore. The dead zone is back, and they're going out to track it. When things are normal, deep water from the mid-Pacific slides along the seafloor toward the Oregon coast. When coastal winds blow hard from the north, they push surface waters away from shore, and this deep water upwells. That's a good thing. Although the deep water has less oxygen, it's full of nutrients from the ocean, a sort of movable feast for marine life. But in 2002, the upwelled water turned deadly. It was different, very low in oxygen and especially high in nutrients. Those nutrients fuel big blooms of algae. When they die, bacteria consume them and in so doing use up the oxygen. That creates the dead blue water that fisherman Mike Hayworth saw. And that's never happened here on such a large scale.
We think that the development of the hypoxic zone two years ago and almost last year and again this year is signaling a larger change in ocean circulation. We think it's local expression of a much larger scale phenomenon whose cause we don't yet know.
To find out what's happening, scientists have been measuring the water's density, temperature, and how many microorganisms it carries. Oceanographer Jack Barth at Oregon State says they now think they're close to an explanation.
And the real breakthrough came when we realized how different the source water was coming up onto the continental shelf. That is, it was about a degree and a half colder than anything we'd seen in the past. And with that cold water, it was high in nutrients. And so we said, aha, that must be from the subarctic. This is a northern source of water.
Normally, the North Pacific current that carries deep water toward North America doesn't go near the southern Arctic. Something has caused it to shift northward and pick up some of that cold hypoxic water before delivering it to Oregon's shores. It could be a natural wiggle in the ocean currents that happen every few decades, but computer predictions of global warming also suggest that man-made climate change could shift ocean currents.
The $64,000 question is man influencing the severity of those kinds of variations or causing them to be more frequent?
Aboard the Ilaka, biologist Francis Chan from Oregon State winches up a line and pulls aboard a plastic tube about the size of a mailbox. It's just come up from the ocean floor.
We just brought a sample of water from about 200 feet below the surface, and we're going to quickly take an initial oxygen reading because it'll give us just a rough estimate of what the water looks like down there.
A meter thrust into the tube tells the story. The water is hypoxic, though not as bad as what they saw 2 years ago. Now it's time to see how this alien water is affecting fish on the bottom. Scientists from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife attach a winch to a remotely operated vehicle, or ROV. It's a boxy-looking array of electric motors, video cameras, and yellow floats mounted on an aluminum frame about the size of a desk. When it's lowered into the water, Fish and Wildlife scientist David Fox operates it electronically from inside the Alakas cabin. The ROV descends 170 feet and then glides just above the sea floor. It's connected to the Alaka by an umbilical cord. The skipper guns the big boat's engines to keep it above the ROV. In the cabin, a video screen shows what the ROV sees: brown sediment, sand, and an occasional white sea slug.
Right now we're trying to head toward a rocky area where we would normally see lots of rockfish.
Fox is scouring the bottom to see whether the hypoxic zone has killed anything here. The zone moves around day by day, and so do fish. Soon the ROV is looking down at a rocky area.
There's a ratfish. There's a pullback rockfish. That's I think it was a blue rock. There's a black rock fish. Lots of black rock fish now. Well, it's not hypoxic there.
Crabs stare up at the machine cruising above them and scuttle away. This area seems to be doing okay. But in another area nearby, the bottom is barren, except for a few somnolent bottom fish half buried in the sediment. This may be normal, or the hypoxic water could have moved through here and driven off the sea life. Those that can escape will. Scuba divers in 2002 reported seeing huge schools of rockfish north of here hovering just outside the dead zone. Francis Chan, who's making a career of chasing the dead zone, says it's elusive as well as deadly.
We've seen it right up to less than a quarter mile from the coast before. You know, it's been a cat and mouse game, but sometimes with the way the weather goes, it feels like it's the mouse that's in charge.
Over the past week, the hypoxic zone has crept inshore a little, then stopped. So far, the fishing industry here has not suffered very much. But now that scientists know it's a repeating event, they're looking beyond Oregon, wondering whether this is another sign of a changing planet. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.